Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan. Another special guest with me on the phone tonight. We are checking in with Vicki Norris, who is with the Grand Traverse Dyslexia Association, part of the final season of Swing Shift and the Stars. Hi, Vicki. You're our third nonprofit to talk to, and I'm really interested in hearing more about your organization. I mean, a lot of people have heard the term dyslexia, but I don't think a lot of people are really aware of how it affects people and how it affects their lives. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, thank you for having me on. I'd be happy to talk about dyslexia. I first was introduced to it because my oldest daughter, Audra, is dyslexic. And in fourth grade, she was not reading. We thought she was reading, but she had memorized a few key words. And we found out quickly that, you know, how she was learning was not working for her. So some of the things that people can look for is just, first, a family history of people who have struggled with learning to read, write, or spell proficiently. They may not have been diagnosed with dyslexia, but they may have had a struggle, or they don't like to read. Maybe they have good comprehension, but they just hate reading out loud or reading in general. A lot of people think dyslexia is just turning letters around. That is part of it. Letters and numbers actually can be inverted, but that's not all of it. A lot of what happens is they're getting good instruction in school, but it's coming at them too fast. And so they need a lot more repetition with concepts so that it gets into their long-term memory. What we do at Grand Traverse Dyslexia is we teach a phonetic program called Orton-Gillingham that works at their pace and teaches them phonics for reading, writing, and spelling at their pace, and so they master what we're trying to teach them.
That is the biggest thing right there. I think that too many students fall between the cracks because they don't know that they have a problem and they're afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, they are. And they look around and they think, well, why is everyone else getting this and I'm not? I must be dumb or there must be something wrong with me. And really what's going on is their brain is just processing information differently than the way it's being delivered to them. And so they just need a different system. They're very intelligent people, and you have to be of average or above average intelligence to even be diagnosed dyslexic. And these kids just need different tools to be successful in school and eventually then in life.
Is there a test on your website or something? I mean, I know you mentioned some of the things to look for, but how does they go about testing something like that?
The best thing to do, because to be diagnosed, you have to go to a pediatrician or a child psychologist. But we do invite people to visit our website for more information about dyslexia. Our website is gtdyslexia.org. But you can also go on the International Dyslexia Association's website, and that website is interdys.org. And they actually do have kind of a checklist that you could go through if you're suspicious that maybe you or your child is maybe dyslexic.
And I'm going to say the earlier you can catch it, the better, right?
Right. The earlier, the better. We have children that are 6, and we have some older adults who are 56 that we have worked with. The earlier, the better, although we say it's never too late. The earlier, the better, because then they don't have patterns that they've gotten into of to try to accommodate themselves, which can sometimes get in the way. And also doesn't affect their self-esteem quite as much.
That's fantastic. And you guys are part of the final season of Swing Shift and the Stars, so you're one of the nonprofits. How has it been going? What's your favorite part so far happening?
We have just been having so much fun. We had a watch party on Sunday at a friend's barn and had live music and donuts and all kinds of fun things. And I told the people there are probably 75 people there, I said, this has been the funnest season that we've ever been involved with Swing Shift and the Stars. And I think part of it is just everybody wants to celebrate what's going on. It's the final season, celebrating what great work Judy Harrison and her group have done over the last 15 years. And it almost feels like a big family even with the other two nonprofits. So I think my favorite part is just being together, either in these live events or at watch parties, and just seeing the energy that's coming from all the people that are excited about this.
And next up for y'all is the lip sync competition that is November 4th and 5th. Has everybody been practicing real hard?
Oh my gosh, we have our 5 lip syncers, and they're amazing. And I just have to give a shout out to them because they've just given countless hours to prepare for this. And I can hardly wait to see them dance.
And the grandest of grand finales on December 9th.
grandest finale is December 9th. It's a black tie affair, if you so choose. Tickets are going fast, so I think you need to contact the City Opera House to buy tickets. But it should be a great, great event because all of the nonprofits are going to be both dancing and doing their lip sync event. But then there are going to be some other special things going on, too.
It's wonderful what has been accomplished through this whole Swing Shift in the Stars. A $4.1 million and growing amount of money has been donated. So we want to give our hats off to them and to you guys for what you're doing to help change lives with the Grand Traverse Dyslexia Association.
Thank you so much. We feel very, very blessed to be a part of this season.
All right. We've got the link for your organization and the other nonprofits and Swing Shift and the Stars on our website. So if anybody wants to get tickets for any of the competition or any of the watch parties or virtual events, we got the details there. Vicki, thank you so much for filling us in with the details and good luck to the team for the rest of Swing Shift and the Stars.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll see you at one of the live events.
Sounds good.